Silver. Today's guests on the podcast. Hit it, Rick.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past, high above the UNR campus in Reno, Nevada. I don't know why I always think of that, but I do. It's the Worst Little Podcast, and I'm your host, Nick Ramirez. Joining me today, Cadillac Kim, Dogwater Dick in the back, and the beautiful rocking sounds of Silver.
Talking out of our ass.
That's fucking teamwork.
That is fucking teamwork.
Greg Nick, Meech.
Well, now, do you appreciate Rory, how he like said something a little different every time, and it seems like you're kind of like the same.
Whatever, Rory's not here.
Yeah, but it's my script.
Like, I guess, right?
Yeah. I'm not quite freestyly enough. I try to switch it up.
But we do look down
on natural.
I am going to change your nickname from Dogwater Dick to Dogwater Dick in the Back.
I love being Dick in the Back.
I'm actually going to do that, so, you know.
Fucking awesome. Yeah, nothing you said isn't true. It's just, I don't know. Roy would like think of something different every time.
Yeah, well, he's not here.
I'm just... you know, plain Jane compared to that guy.
It's so true.
Yeah.
You blend his background.
He's an eclectic and eccentric.
You're so obviously a bass player. No.
Yeah. Well, these days I am. I just got done with my run, Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Yeah, congratulations.
Oh, man. There's so many great things about the show. I really want to go see it. It was done before I even knew.
Yeah. How many nights were sold out? Like, if I feel like it was a pretty successful.
There was like two nights that weren't. Two nights that still had seats.
You're gonna have to do like another run of it, week. Right? Like, is that not gonna? I mean, it was like such a big deal that like I feel like.
Well, what we're gonna do is we're gonna play Hedwig and the Stabby Inch at Mary Anarchy on the 26th. So that's the next thing we're doing, which is in 2 weeks. So we still have our. We're gonna
Are you
have
gonna rehearsals. Do like the whole like play or just the music?
Just the music with little bits of dialogue here and there.
Rad.
But it's just mostly the performance of the music.
And you'll have Joe. Joe will be doing...
Oh, Joe will not be doing
it,
though.
Oh, he won't be doing
it's
it.
It's actually Yitzhak's band now. If you saw the play, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So is Joe just really tired?
He just left today, the day we were recording, in the recent past for you listeners. he went over to Iowa to teach theater.
So it's a really good time to rob his house?
Like for camp, but not forever. Not forever,
his,
right?
His dogs and his better half are going to be
I would not rob Ashley's house.
I mean,
sorry.
I
would.
Dude,
if
I was a thief trying to steal his stereo, I could totally fuck Joe up in a second. But his girlfriend would fucking kill me.
Yeah.
So.
She'll cut a bitch.
Right? Oh, yeah.
For real.
Yeah,
now, that's
her,
the fucking
yeah.
scary shit.
Yeah. I love her. She's one of my good friends. But I wouldn't cross her.
No.
They're so rad.
So
okay,
is he coming back?
Oh, yeah, of course he's coming
it's
back.
It's like a camp
it's just
thing
a gig.
Or something.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's
okay.
It's another acting gig that he does, and it's, you know.
Joe does so much cool shit.
Yeah, he does all the
he's
cool
awesome,
stuff.
He's
like, let's do theater stuff. And over here in America, we listen to him more because he's British.
And he's got a British accent. Like,
right.
Everyone
or
loves
just like,
that.
God, yeah. everything
he
says is so much more important now.
Oh my gosh.
With his British accent.
British or Australian, I feel like that's the most.
So that's what you've been doing.
Yeah, that
you're,
was.
You're done.
That
you're
was
done
my
that?
Week, man. Yeah.
That must have been like kind of a bittersweet. Like,
yeah, we had a cool cast thing. Party, and it was hard to say goodbye, but.
You guys were all pretty much like in character the entire time. Like.
Oh, at the cast party?
Well, yeah. Well, just because you guys were doing it so many days a week and practicing and stuff. And like, I noticed like when you would come to the podcast, you would just be like almost still in your Hedwig character space.
Yeah. Hello.
Oh, yeah. It was a really good show, and I do actually hope you could bring it back, because, I mean, I don't know if that's... I know it's definitely not on the schedule for Good Luck Macbeth this year. But,
No, you never know. Maybe...
It would be a next year thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the rights are expensive,
or some other time.
So...
Do you have to buy, so you have to buy the rights every time you do the show?
Pretty much, if you're going to charge people to come.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I don't think
you
just get rights forever.
If you could do it guerrilla style... But, you know.
Yeah.
You don't want to get sued. So, yeah. That's
and everyone who's involved.
Well, if
has
you
to
missed
be
out,
you
missed
page,
out
you know.
On a thing because it was really fucking cool.
It was
cool.
A cool thing. And
yeah,
I'm really
so good.
Proud of everybody.
I really wanted to go see that
in
so
the
bad.
Cast
I didn't even know that was going on.
Really?
Oh, man. It was getting rave reviews everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was hella fun. And, yeah. And when I was there, fucking Joe sat on my lap and grinded.
That was a highlight.
Yeah,
of
so
the
rad.
Whole run,
yeah.
really.
Because well, and he came down the aisle and like I'm like I'm like I know you, like you should fucking sit on me. And you went to other bald guys, like on the edge. And I was right there on the edge. Like, don't, you know. And then for the encore, it came. And as soon as I saw him look right at me, I was like, oh, I'm getting this. So I got this little, like, brief lap dance and some grinding action. And I'm just fucking like, yeah, I wanted to manhandle you for so long.
Does it make it more hot?
Tag him.
Does it make it more hot for you, Rick, that Joe's straight?
Oh, of course. Everybody wants what they can't have, which is why my plan for getting laid is to go to the gay bar and pretend to be straight.
You're passable straight.
It's insidious, fuck yeah.
What is it you told me you were that one time? You told me there's like secret society of like butch passing like gay dudes. And I don't remember what you called it.
Maybe right. One of my secret societies that I'm in.
Like it's not going to be secret anymore. Talk about it. All right, and with that, we're with the band Silver.
Right, Silver. So anyway,
how was your week, Kim? Before we get Silver,
my week was pretty mellow. Actually, the highlight of it was seeing these guys with Failure Machine at NV89. Last Wednesday.
Was that at the Brew Brothers?
No, it was actually at the radio station, the NV89 Studios. Yeah, so they did a little live studio, like in-studio thing, little half-hour sets. Is that what you guys played?
It was three songs apiece.
Three songs, yeah. It was short, but it was
super fun. I think it took longer to set up than it did for us to play the three songs.
But it was super fun. I'd never been in a radio station before.
So. Was that broadcast live?
No, it's going to be played at a later. I think they said May 25th.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the video and stuff from that, too. They were. Yeah.
That's the day Han Solo comes out, too.
Huh? I think they planned Han Solo around the Silver release.
I think so. They saw that commercial you guys have.
Silver release is June 3rd. Come on.
I mean, for that thing.
But I had a pretty mellow weekend, which is unusual for me. But
you had a what?
When you say mellow weekend. Do you mean like
you only went to four shows?
Like only.
No, I actually didn't go to any shows this weekend. I like hung out with family and like we gambled a little bit. We went and played video poker and drank a bunch and like just
don't mess
out.
It up.
We just needed some like in the house time. Things in Reno save can a little be a little overwhelming. Yeah, things in Reno can be overwhelming sometimes. Sometimes
so you
gotta just
off.
Sit back. And,
you backed
like,
off and went to a casino.
Yeah, Gold is West, you guys.
Fuck yeah!
It's right down. I can walk
a
there from my house.
Story
I go there. I go there for food all the time.
Oh, their food's really good.
But and so yeah, and it's cheap as shit.
It's cheap as shit.
But then you and the chairs are really nice. But you have to walk through like 1,000 meth heads to get to the restaurant. I just walk in and there's all these people like.
Dude,
I'm
click. You have to walk through 1,000 meth heads to go anywhere.
Yeah,
in
no,
city.
It's worse at Gold Dust West. It's worse.
Have you been downtown lately?
One time me and some of my sober friends just stood in the casino talking for a minute and a bunch of security guards came over and like said, you guys got to play or leave. And we're just like, you're throwing us out?
You've got to do meth or
like,
get out of here.
You're clearly not on meth. I don't know what you're doing here, but it's clearly it's bad.
Okay, so I went to the Cal Neva the other night for the first time in like 10 years. Elise and I went down. They were like, let's just go try them out, right? Let's go see what their deal is. It was like Friday night. No, it was like a Thursday night at like 10:30. We walk in. We'll never be back again, by the way. But we walk in, and there's just like people sleeping at the slot machines. Like homeless people that came in just to sleep at the slot machines. And like people are like clearly like on, yeah. Like I've never seen people on meth. At Gold Dust West, I've seen a lot of sad old people like
you're not
gambling
looking.
Away their like pensions. Like, but
dude, when you look at somebody and their face is wasting away and they have no teeth and
I
they're
guess
just
I
clackety
don't
clackety
look.
Clackety
okay,
clackety
clack, right.
Like it's so bad. But dude,
but Cal Neva's worse. So.
Riku made me go to Cal Neva for food. I was like, well,
why
where do you want
to
go?
And why did said, you take Rory's she, daughter to no, Cal Neva?
She said she wanted to. I was like, well, everybody else can't go to lunch, so we can go anywhere
what
you
is
want.
What's wrong with you?
And she looks at me and she goes, Rick. Uncle Rick, can we go to the Cal Neva?
Oh, my God.
Neva. And I was like, honey, I think it's Cal Neva. And she said, why?
It's Nevada.
The Cal Neva. Like, Cal Nevada. Why would it be Neva? We're not in Nevada. So, I mean, she's right. It doesn't make any sense. Right, but that's
she
what
has
we
a
call
point.
Her. She totally does. But, yeah, we went, and the food was nice, but it took forever, and the servers were less than excited to see us.
It's a sad, sad place.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be sad to see it go. Anyway, that trip to downtown was really fucking weird.
I love the Cal Neva.
Wow.
You love the Cal Neva?
No. It was a good sandwich, I gotta say.
Cal Neva again.
Yeah. Never again.
But anyway, that's what we did because we're old and boring this week. But what about you guys?
Yeah.
What about you, Rick?
Oh, so I had. So last week on the show, I talked about how we were going to have some orchestra people in from the Philharmonic.
Oh, yeah.
So we all got extra time off. We all, like a bunch of us, took the night off. I got off early. We had to start early. We had to do all this stuff because they needed a certain time. And they canceled 2 hours before the show.
Motherfuckers.
2 hours before. So we all, like, it was like, oh. And I don't know what happened. I'm sure something important happened that we couldn't do it. But it was really disappointing. And we, like, and, you know. But it's, you know, you're dealing with musicians, whether they're classical or regular. Like they just it doesn't always work out.
Aside from that,
I've been making concerted effort to masturbate more.
Oh, good.
Well, there's a silver lining.
You know, gotta get the numbers up.
You know, you get older and life takes over, and suddenly you realize, like, man, I'm only jerking it like maybe like once or twice a week. Like I gotta
2-3 times a day.
I gotta make a concerted effort, and I started thinking, like, you know.
You'll be old soon too, Josh.
I need to work on that.
Sometimes I'll go to the bathroom just to work one out.
God, please tell me you got that right.
This is going to devolve into the last
one. I hope I get that.
God, I hope you get
I'm glad
that.
We're not doing the quiz this week. We already know.
Yeah.
We know stuff.
So, yeah.
Oh, fuck. How about you guys?
Yeah, be sure Dick gets his warm milk.
Yes. Dick in the back. Right.
So yeah, that's all that's up with me. And
silver.
Silver.
Can you save us with tales from last week?
Yeah. What'd you do this weekend?
Hi, this is great. Can you guys hear me all right on this microphone?
A little bit, yeah. I think. Okay, I think you could be a little bit closer. Why don't you put it all the way in your mouth?
Prior to the show, Rick put his arm around me and said, "Hey, Greg, you need to focus on the tip. It's the most sensitive part."
You sound good.
I'm sound good here. I'm right on the I'm right on the top of it here. Just kissing it.
Are you a squirter?
You tell me.
It really depends on the situation.
It does.
Oh. It almost was a squirter.
You didn't see that. It almost was.
Dig.
Great week. I don't remember most of it, Josh.
Besides,
I think
radio.
I was so hungover on Friday that I didn't do anything for all of Saturday and Sunday.
Well, don't tell us about the hangover. What was the great thing you did Thursday?
Did you get hungover?
Friday night.
Friday night. I think that Luck Woman Mustache didn't get eaten. Eaten this time.
Did you just say Luck Woman Mustache?
Luck Woman Mustache did not get eaten this time.
Is that like a new a Marvel character? Luck Woman Mustache.
Luck Woman Mustache. Hello! Josh, Luck Woman Mustache.
Josh has got this bit with Mason Fry of Treatum and Mason Fry.
Mason Fry. Oh, Mason Fry.
Thanks for clarifying that.
Tell him about it, Josh.
I mean, there was a point in my life where I had this, you know, this grand mustache, and then Mason ate it.
What the fuck? I spent plenty of time with Mason. I've never noticed him eating facial hair.
It's finally growing back now, and I've been worried about it. I've been seeing him kind of eyeballing it just a little bit.
Did he chew it off your face?
And me and Mason shared, you know, a bottle of whiskey the other night on Friday, and he didn't eat my mustache. So I think he's kind of worked past the demons.
They started a band called Ma'am. Mason ate my mustache.
Yeah,
they played a show so far, right, Josh?
Yeah, we did. We did one show over at Picnic, opened up for Georgia Sam.
You gonna do another?
What's that?
Gonna do another one?
I think so. I think it was kind of set as a one-off. Me and him like to play some drums every now and then. We're both guitar players, and it was fun playing some drums. And people seemed to not hate me playing drums, which was kind of surprising. So I'm kind of excited about that.
Well, you know, unless a drummer is terrible, you can just kind of ignore them and focus on Mason.
Yeah.
And then
we're
eventually,
all looking at Jeff.
And then eventually you'll get good enough that you'll fucking be able to stand out. But in the meantime, just don't fuck up.
Yeah.
And we can ignore you.
Did a good job of almost not fucking up.
Sad eye. Sad eye.
Oh, all right. So.
Fuck yeah. Well, that's rad.
Yeah. So, just in case anybody is not aware of who we have in the studio today, we have...
What are all your names?
Silver the Band. We've got...
Adam Landis.
What do you play?
Keys.
Craig Gilmore. I'm on the rhythm guitar and the mouth organ.
Mouth organ.
He plays a good mouth organ.
Oh, and I sing. Yes, excuse me.
Ba-dum-bum.
I'm Jeff. I do the ba-dum...
For the group. I'm Josh. I'm lead guitar.
And
yeah. And who are we missing?
We're missing. Oh wait, no. And I'm Brandon Lund, and I play bass guitar.
Oh, hi, Brandon.
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, Brandon.
Glad you finally made
Brandon
it.
Brandon just stepped in
studio.
Late. He was late.
We'll Photoshop him in. It's fine.
We'll whatever. Do this in post.
You can just see. Oh, man.
Shall we do a song and then get into Silver?
Fuck yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
Thank you.
it all sounds so rad and vintagey, and I know you fucking love that shit. Yeah. How did you make it? Like, what was all your vintagey stuff? Did you use the tape machine a lot?
Oh, yeah, we have the same tape machine that you've got in that room in there. So, I mean, we both got it from the same place. We both got it from
the amazing
Mr. Max.
The amazing Max Volume.
Where's that clip?
Mm-hmm. Reno Legend.
Give me that clip.
Nope.
He won't let us.
They're gone. We took them all off. You know, and we gotta grow as a podcast. Every once in a while we like remove something.
Yeah, we shed something.
And I'll take samples and like I'll be like, fuck, I never play that one anymore, and try to clean out the sample bank once in a while. So
yeah.
Yeah, we had the same tape machine, so we like did like we really recorded the whole band live for all the songs. We recorded everything drums, bass, rhythm guitar, keyboards, all at the same time in the same room, and then.
But like the tape machines we have are only two tracks. So that was all live with going to.
It was all live going to a computer, right? Yeah, for sure. And then for most of the songs, we dubbed lead guitar and vocals and auxiliary percussion. Obviously, after what we could do as five people, we added after.
And then, how did you incorporate the tape machine?
We just did the mastering left to right to
tape.
Fuck
yeah.
Just like I first saw here for the first time, so thank you
for that
influence.
We did that, yeah.
We sure did that. That was the first time I'd ever done that, and I took that with me, and, you know.
So
that
is so you recorded awesome. Here then, Greg? What did you record here?
Yeah, I've recorded here.
Like
I've recorded
a million
with Rick,
times.
Like with so many projects.
We spent so many hours together.
I've learned so much from Rick. I wouldn't really know how to record if I didn't spend so much time
with
Rick.
And I'm the one being like, see, this is fucking easy. If a faggot like me can do this, you can totally.
he really did say that all the time.
Fucking,
he's like, I've got all this garbage gear. Yeah. And like, why don't you just like get a bunch of garbage gear and do it yourself?
You need a place to put it.
And so we worked on it. We got a bunch of junk gear and we recorded this album. And it was just like with a lot of things that Rick taught me and and Spike and Brendan and then all of us.
Rad.
Awesome, Rick.
See what you're helping
the community.
You guys did a hell of a job.
Thank you.
I mean, that explains why it's taken so long to get out.
It sounds good, man.
Well, I mean, honestly, it took probably the amalgamation of time it took to record it was probably like a week. The amount of time it took to mix it was probably a year.
Yeah.
That's the part where you get stuck in your head playing shit over and over again.
Oh,
I don't know what's
it was
right.
Fucked. No, the final mix that we got, like, I'd mixed it like four times after that. And then, like, I'd shared that mix, the final mix with everybody. And they were like, I don't know, man. And then I went back, like, I went back like 2 months.
I love that reaction. I don't know, man.
I went back like 2
something's
months.
Something's wrong, but I can't put my finger on it, but Jesus.
I went back like 2 months worth of mixes of a different mix every week and then sent that 2 month old mix to everybody and they were like, "Yeah, this is
That's
it."
That's the one.
And I was
Fuck
like,
yeah.
"God damn it." Like I spent 2 more months on this thing that I needed.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be sure.
It was fun. It was good.
It's all good.
It's good.
No, oh, and it worked out.
I'm super satisfied
amazing.
With it. I don't think I'm super happy with it. I like the sound of it. It's very 70s sounding.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly the feel it has.
We like the sound of it too.
Fuck yeah.
It's
as well.
Good.
So, yes.
It's big. Sounds big.
And it sounds like
good.
You.
And your
time...
solos are soaring, man.
I know.
Fucking Josh over here
I'm
just
ripping.
Really Come rips on. It.
These guys do stuff on the, you know, on the board and all the stuff on the computer and stuff, and I just kind of go, all right, when do I play?
Well, I mean, I love Adam's involvement in the band, too. I didn't really... The first couple of times I saw Silver, I was, you know, in a bar. I was drunk. I didn't, like, really realize, like, what was going on the stage because you know me. Like, when we're at Picnic or something, like, we just get talking and we end up on the porch and, like, I don't pay attention. I'm just like, this band is awesome. But then when I saw you play at the radio station, I was like, holy shit, these songs would be nothing without like the keyboard. Like,
and they truly
like,
are.
We've played
a couple shows without them.
And they're just
and
not.
They were so bad we paid him anyway.
So, yeah, but the shows were so bad we cut him out anyway. We're like, here's your $100. Please stay with the band. Like,
don't ever do that again.
No, it's really good. And the only thing that I was upset about, Carissa took an amazing photo of you guys, or a video of you guys.
That was really good.
At the radio
yeah, I
station,
saw that. It was really
but
online,
you were
yeah.
cut out of it.
Oh no!
Oh, just framed out.
Just framed out of the video.
Yeah, yeah. Just because her screen, whatever, wasn't big enough to capture.
Well,
but I was like,
was she holding it vertical?
Yeah, I was like, where's that organ why. Sound coming from? Oh yeah, Adam was there. Like,
it was Instagram Square is the problem.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
yeah.
the problem.
So it's even
no.
worse. It's vertical and
Instagram.
It's the worst of both ways.
Yeah, no, I love your keyboard playing. It's
thank you very
awesome.
Much.
It really makes the band. Yeah, that's
dude,
really
that is
I told him, you know, guys, I'm not really you know, you get a. I can't be a crucial role in this group because I have other obligations. Well, that didn't work out.
Because you were bad. Also in another band until very recently.
Yeah, no.
Well,
I mean,
still in a band.
But. Yeah, Rick. I'm in Rigorous Proof as well. Play keys and sing and write songs with Johnny.
That record's about to come out soon too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That one's coming out. We're not done. Johnny just he's taking a little vacation right now in Portugal.
Down over there to work on.
I wish we had a copy of that fucking record to play right one of those songs.
I know, right? Yeah.
Those songs are insane. Let me tell you. There are so many tracks on that Rigorous Proof record that the computer was like, you can't have any more tracks. Like there are so many tracks. It was like you're done. Like you're stuck. Stop. You can't have any more tracks. Like there's all these weird like helicopter sound effects and like shit going on like through the whole record. It's like insane.
Oh, this is probably
it's so much fun to mix.
This is the only podcast that I've ever done so far with this podcast, or only week we've recorded that I actually wanted video. I know. Because I'm trying to figure out, I'm going to explain what's happening to people. And I'm like, I just need to be recording this whole
Craig's
thing.
Craig's moving side to side.
You're all dancing.
I'd like to let the record show that's Josh.
Excellent, dude. So how long has this project been together?
Silver?
Yeah.
I would say since June 2016.
Okay.
So it'll be our 2-year anniversary that we've existed, that we'll be putting out our record. It took a long time to do it, but I think, I mean, it took 3 separate recording sessions to get the tracks that we have now. So we did 3 full bands all recording, like all of us recording at the same time, which I don't know if anyone's tried to get 5 separate people who have their own lives together.
Yeah.
In a room to record at the same time, but it took 3 times till we got the tracks that we wanted, and we did each one at least like fucking 30 times because we were all recording live. Like
right.
we didn't stop and say, oh, okay, we'll redub the bass later. We'll redub the guitar later. It was like, oh, I fucked up. Let's redo the whole fucking thing again. Like, let's redo it all again. Like, it's not gonna be that entire process until we get.
Entire process we also started and then threw away 5 separate times.
Yeah, it was like 3 or 4 times that we did that. That's... until the third one that we got, which is what we have now, which is going to be our record that we kept and was like, this is good enough.
And that's sort of the trap you fall into when you have your own studio.
Yeah, well,
a lot of these songs were like brand new though when we started recording them, and I think they just needed time to grow, and finally like we fell into the groove with these songs and then got a good.
I think recording them a few times also helped them grow into what they are.
That's why people do demos.
Too, yeah, well, I think that's what we did really the first couple times were demos.
Right. I think one of those tracks that was, you know, we'd only played it a few times before we recorded it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we got it in like 1 take or something.
Yeah, and that was ultimately the easiest one.
Which one was that?
I think that's how to feel.
How to feel, yeah.
I think that's how to feel.
I think that's
the next one that we're
going to
play.
We had played that song maybe a handful of times.
The funny thing is the newest song to us, but it's one of the oldest songs. It's the oldest song on this record. I wrote this song when I used to play in the Canes.
Oh, fuck.
And I was too scared to bring it to the band because it like had all these changes. And I was playing with fucking Mike Orris and Spring Ab, and they were all like, oh, no, fucking like song's got to be like on these fucking time signatures and all this like crazy shit. And then like the next band that I played with, like Karma, was like the same thing. And then like I brought this song to you guys and you're all like, wow, this is a really weird and like unusual and not right time signature. Let's figure it out. And then you all just like fucking just like figure it out. And you'll hear it. It's like at the end of this chorus, there's like a six at the end of this chorus. Like I know the timing's weird. What
Brendan
is the timing?
Brendan and Adam might be able to figure this
Brendan
out.
Brendan and
so it's
Adam
four,
were like
4-4-4 and then 3-4 like for 2 measures, or is it just
it's some
like
weird ass shit. Like I don't know. I don't know. I just wrote the song. I don't fucking know.
It's unique. It's in 4-4. Pretty much throughout, but it's
there's that
you'll
weird
hear,
like
you'll hear
dun,
this interesting
dun,
thing
dun,
at the end of the
dun,
chorus.
Dun. Yeah, it's like I don't know. I can't explain it.
Let's listen to it.
Yeah, maybe we should do that. We should just do that.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, the Canes had no organ. That wouldn't have worked.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Yeah, and you guys playing a show without Adam on that song? Forget yeah, about
we don't play that song without Adam.
It's impossible. It's like he's got like the lead riff on that song.
Yeah. It's dope, dude. I like it.
Dude, really, Adam has
psychedelic.
The best organ.
And jamming.
Adam's fucking.
Adam what?
Has the best organ.
Oh.
It's fucking. Yeah.
Sexually.
Right.
Sexually. Thank you. This sexually break brought to you by Pinky Polansky.
we still like bring up their memory. They've not been a band for like 5 years.
Yeah.
Remember Pinky Polansky? I still got a hat. I still got a sticker.
Check the pinky link. It's probably still out there. I mean, the internet never dies, right?
No, it doesn't.
Just like our old archived episodes of the Worst Little Podcast never die.
Never. Yes.
They're all on there. We're going to add them to our website, too. Like, listen, since now we've been on here twice, we're going to have like a little links to like our press.
So listen, guys.
Fuck yeah.
You have the privilege of being our 299th
episode. It's like runner-up.
Last of the 200s.
Next Monday, we are on episode 300 with Slutsville.
Oh, man.
Who's not even from Reno.
But whatever.
What?
Slutsville? They're from Grass Valley, but they're close like, enough. They play in Reno all the time. Laid. They might as well be locals.
I know. I thought we were going to get like.
Maybe you should just skip the 299th episode and just start on 300. You know how like.
No.
Like buildings just cut the 13th floor out. You know?
Yeah, but you know what floor you're really on, man.
Well, and it's like Mary Anarchy. Like, depending on how you count, is it really our 299th episode?
It is. We
it
did
is
the math.
Really? We, yes. We double checked?
We checked. Oh, my God. We checked.
Did
trust me.
Did you triple check?
I'm not even going to bring up the Tom Gordon double.
The Tom episode. Gordon double. We're like, well, Tom Gordon, both times he came on, the show was fucking 3 hours long.
Yeah.
Tom Gordon came on? Why?
Twice.
Just the Tom?
Well, because it probably took him eight hours to set up the drums.
It was all, we talked about music and local music.
He was
from
going
the
over
past.
The history of.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. And so, I'm an asshole.
And he brought in, dope. Dude, he brought in all these. So, yeah, people could go back in the archive and listen to this. He brought in all these tracks from Reno bands back in the day that never got released.
Ah.
And so he had like tracks that never got released for one reason or another. And he got permission from the people to play it on
and
the podcast.
And he played them on the podcast? Yeah. Fuck yeah. We need to
was awesome.
We need to like re-release these. I mean, they're obviously released, but like.
Put out some best of when we have weeks
off.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
That'd be a good idea.
Rick, I think this is probably a good time for the commercial, speaking of.
Oh, yeah. So do you want to lead the way with the commercial?
We've got commercials.
I always do the commercial. Yeah. So you guys.
You should get some commercial
guess
music.
Guess what, Silver?
For
Worst Little Podcast is now on Patreon.
What can I? Has anyone got like a?
I'll let's beatbox.
Patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast is your link to fucking help us bear the burden of this show. We'll always do this for free, but if you give us a little bit of money, we would just love it. On Patreon.com, you can sign up for a monthly regular donation or a one-time gift, and we would love you forever. Thank you.
Patreon.com.
We record and archive Reno music forever and ever, and we do this for free for the bands. Any band can come on this podcast and leave with a demo. We give them their recordings, and they come in here, and they give us intimate details about their sex lives, and then they leave with some free recordings. So,
and by any band, we mean any band that we want to book.
That we want to book. So if you want a book, just hit us up.
Jeff's just like ready to like. Just like
Jeff's have we like ever, anybody?
Have we ever turned anyone
I've got
down?
I've got to pee real bad.
We've There's actually
some people I would never ask back.
We've never turned anybody down.
Here's a bottle of beer, Jeff.
We're inclusive.
Sometimes we don't have somebody on again if they've been on recently. That's the only time I can remember telling somebody they couldn't be on was because we just had you on. We got to have.
We're inclusive. We have all kinds of music on here, right?
Totally.
We'll have a metal band 1 week and a country band the next.
That's right. We're eclectic.
Yeah. So.
Hey, I know what the Chinese middle finger is.
What is it?
Your pinky.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
So somebody posted today about Rory's baby. or the other day.
Oh, does the podcast audience know that Rory
yeah.
had his
oh,
little
yeah,
baby?
Oh, yeah, yeah, we posted it. It's, no, 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 I mean, Rory posted it.
If there are
people
Facebook
who just
friends.
Listen to the show, we should oh. mention.
Probably don't know.
Rory had a fucking baby.
Yeah.
Like, we said it was going to happen,
like
but
Thursday.
It actually did happen.
Yeah, he had a baby on Thursday.
And the
it's
baby's
the,
name
the
is Brandon
page.
Seamus McGillicuddy.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not.
No.
Is it a boy?
It's Robert Grover.
It's a boy. I don't know.
I knew
either.
It was a boy. I was kidding. Oh yeah, it's
Robert
a boy.
Grover Chayan Dowd.
Yes,
or something like that.
But somebody posted, "How long till Grover comes on the podcast?" And I'm like,
oh yeah.
When do babies start talking?
Fuck yeah! Don't you think
we're gonna have another child?
I was
to
beginning
sample.
To worry because Riku's getting old.
Getting too old,
yeah.
to
right?
do this shit.
I don't
yeah.
fucking care.
You know, so she's like, "This isn't gonna last forever."
Have the salami.
You know, and I'm not going to have this great little kid voice, you know.
I'm down to just a pack a day.
You know, so, you know, so I'm very excited. We're going to have a whole new voice.
I have to poop.
Yes.
Now.
And Allison can only come on sometimes.
Well, we had her once when she was four, and it's been a couple of years now. She hasn't been able to make it.
Do you want to die?
And Chewy told me, like, I approached him at that one time we were getting hella drunk at that gay bar.
You have to be more specific.
Was it your bachelor? It was your bachelor party.
My bachelor party at
oh
Carl's.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Got, oh, at Carl's.
That was the time, that was the time when the
that's
dude was
dangerous.
Hitting the, Carl's yeah. is a
it was
bar?
A, it was a
Carl's. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was
yeah.
shit.
It was co-ed, my wife's
Carl's
bachelorette.
Carl's Jr.? What is that, on Keystone?
No, it's on Virginia Street.
Yeah.
It's by the Atlantis.
Well, you
yeah.
know exactly Jim Boy where it is.
I've never been there.
Actually,
I know exactly
yeah,
where
it is. I've got to say, it's a great place to hang out.
My buddy's right on the tip right now. Yeah. I can feel it.
Shout out to Ryan. Ryan, my buddy. Yeah.
Used to be the Metamorphosis back in the day.
I am right
old enough
on
to
the
catch family. That reference.
You're doing a great job.
Trying to be right there. It's the most sensitive part.
Why did I bring up Carl's? I forgot.
I don't remember.
Oh, fuck. Anyway. Ooh. God, you
reset.
That wasn't a clip. That was live.
Yeah, that was real.
That was real. That, was there, that, that was happens there, sometimes. That
warts yeah. and all, folks.
All right.
Warts and all.
Ow!
Commercial's done. I want to talk yeah. about the band a little bit more.
Yeah,
all
right.
That's what we came here to
what
do.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, I want to find out. We'll talk about that in a minute. But how did you guys meet each other? I've known you for
Dude,
a while now.
I was actually looking at this poster up here. That was the first night that I met Greg.
What poster?
When?
This Karma Returns
oh,
to Reno.
Shit. That was
that?
The first
at
night
the,
Jeff
at
met me?
At the Singer Social Club.
Woo! I was playing bass that
I
night.
I saw Greg play bass.
I was there.
I saw Greg play bass at that show. And I thought, damn.
That was the first night that I met Jeff.
I thought, damn.
Was that
when
the first
that?
Time I saw Treatem, too?
What year was that?
No, that show was Rigorous Proof. That was Karma, and it was Joe Sino played in a band with Sean Cerriti called something.
Mercury?
No. It was like some band with Joe Sino and.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
And we weren't like.
You had to
I'm
be there.
Of a different,
you
I'm
had to be there.
Show.
It was a great show. It was a great show.
I know I was at your first show back though. I remember that.
I saw Greg at that show, and then several weeks later, I heard that Greg was forming a new group.
Oh, several weeks, like 52, like a year later.
it was a while. It was not that many weeks later.
I've known Lando for a long time. We Lando
almost like 10 years now.
Yeah, it's big. I mean, I've lived in Reno since 2010, so it's been 8 years. And Lando played bass in the Canes for a while.
Oh yeah,
I didn't know that.
He was the first Adam. In the Canes.
Fuck.
And so, like, he played in that band for a while, and then, after Spring Up had joined, with, like, Karma had started, and then when I had moved back to town, I was starting a new group, and it was, like, kind of this, like, weird, like, kind of like a country western group. I was trying to start with, like, a stand-up bass player and a fiddle player and a keyboard player and a drummer, and I had Lando on keys, and he was like, yeah, I don't really know about this group, dude. Like, it's kind of weird. And then so I was like, he was like,
I invited him to another jam, and he was like, I don't know, is it going to be like the last time? And I was like, nah, dog. Like,
it was bad enough
where he was like, I don't know, dude, like, is it going to be like that last one? And I was like, nah, dog. Like, I've got Jeff Knight from 6 Mile Station, and I've got Brendan Lund from Buster Blue, and I've got this guy, Josh Kaiser, that I met on Craigslist.
From Craigslist.
Okay. And I'm like, it's fine. It's like, trust me, it's fine. Like, we went on a date and it's cool.
Encounters section has been really fruitful.
And he was like, you had me
at Brendan Lund.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
He's playing?
Oh, and so, yeah. Like,
and so
like,
dude from Craigslist?
Yeah. What did the ad say?
You've got a stranger?
Yeah, actually, I think I met Greg through Craigslist.
Oh.
That is how we met initially.
Misconnections.
That's hot.
But no, then we got. I'll never forget like the first time Silver jammed. Lando like came up after me because none of us really knew each other too well. Like we were all like we all kind of knew each other from other projects and stuff. But like, except for Josh, no one knew Josh.
Nobody knew Josh.
He was the Craigslist guy.
I knew.
everyone knew everyone else. It was like Jeff knew Lando because of Rigorous Proof.
I felt comfortable with Brendan. I grew up with Brendan.
Right, and Brendan, and like everyone knew, like, you know, everyone knew each other except for Josh. He was like the outcast initially.
Oh, that's sad.
But it was great. It's funny,
I almost didn't show up to that.
Oh, no.
I almost didn't show up to that because I did meet Greg once before that. And I came down, it's kind of a tryout, and I come down to what is now the Loudest Folks studio.
It's a sketchy basement.
And at that time, it was like a couch and some clothes in a basement of a warehouse.
Greg might have been living there at the time.
I was living there at the time.
Greg was definitely not living at the Potentialist at the time, but he was definitely he was living at the Potentialist at the time. And I roll into this place, and I listened to some recordings of, you know, past projects. Like, the guy can write a song, you know, like, what's going on here? And we played with a couple other guys that, like, didn't make, you know, the cut or whatever, that were really bad. And
no, isn't so it great? Great? It's so easy to shine when everybody else sucks.
Yeah. I think I ended up actually playing drums more that night than I played guitar. I played guitar for 20 minutes and, like, well, we don't have a drummer. There's a drum set, so I'm going to get on that. And see what you can do.
It was pretty funny though, because like Lando had come back down, like he had played with me with like this other band that didn't include any of these guys. And he finally came back down when Josh and Jeff and Brendan and I were there. And like right afterwards, we were all like still pretty new with each other. And Lando like came up to me and he was like, I think you actually got like a real band together right now. This is pretty cool.
That wasn't like good last call.
Time. He's like, because like, that last band was like, I almost didn't come down here for that shit.
And then it was the same thing for me though, because I showed up and the place looked like, you know, it was the beginning stages of what's now Loudest Folk Studios. And I remember talking to Sarah about it. Like, well, I guess I'll go there for the next one. Yeah, I'll do at least one more. I'll do at least one more.
Like, listen to those guitar solos. And like, I show up
and the studio is just done. I show up. I haven't talked to him in 3 weeks. I show up, and not only does he have, you know, three other musicians that can hold their own, but we've got a desk and a board.
A desk and a plastic board that looks like it works, and like all these cables that look like they do something.
Is that what you guys practice?
They were all just props to convince you.
And it looks like they even vacuumed.
I had vacuumed, yes.
Vacuumed the 10-section section carpet. The Franken carpet.
Frank and I were just talking about vacuuming earlier.
Is that the stained sheets rehearsed? Were off the couch. Yes. You know? Yeah. I wasn't afraid to sit down anymore at that point. And
I almost spit out my beer when you said that. I wasn't afraid to sit down.
Sexually.
Greg might have found a place to live at that point.
Oh, fuck. When was that? Okay, so when did you join the band, Josh? So
that was June 2016, or?
Mm-hmm. That would have been, yeah, around yeah, the summer of 2016. Time, I think, when we first
that was our in. First, yeah, I think that was our first jam, like June 2016, yeah.
So when did you come? That first time I came out and tried out was sometime around May. Yeah, you know, and then by the time we had everything put together and you hit me back up, and I was like, oh, this guy again, you know, mm-hmm. All
right. And our first show was October, I think, right?
October 2016, yeah.
At the Saint, yeah.
And so, how did you come up with your name?
Well, we went through several names.
Yeah, for
for a while there where we were almost about to settle on Dunn Rust. So out in front of Picnic, there's the Dunham Trust, but the lights had gone out and they've been out for a super long
several
time.
Several years.
For like 6 years. Yeah. Months, dude.
At least almost
said,
a year.
It just said Dunn Rust.
Yeah, D-U-N-H Rust.
We figured that was too niche though.
But it's like my truck.
That would be the funniest fucking thing
rust.
To be like
my,
a fucking
my
like
truck done rust.
Yeah,
done rust.
Man, that shit done rust. So it'd be like ironic shit kicker band.
So we went with the exact opposite of rust and went with silver.
That's really how the band
do you
came about.
Attribute any Nevada really? To it?
Yeah, we definitely.
Oh yeah,
had that
of course. I was definitely in the name, like Silver State. Like
yeah, in the spirit of Reno, Nevada. Good. Is a band named Silver came out of Reno, Nevada. It's fucking dope. And
I think at the time,
a dope band. Because there's probably maybe been another band named Silver.
Okay, so at the time,
sucked,
at the time,
right?
we thought, shit, there's another band called Silver. But they're never gonna do anything. They're from the 70s. They're never gonna have another band.
Right.
And then the Guardian of the Galaxies 2 soundtrack came out.
Oh no!
Oh, there's a band called Silver,
and one of those hits.
Hey, I would like to say though,
is by a band called Silver.
Oh, no. I would like to say though, there's a band from the '60s called Nirvana, who's actually hella fucking cool, and who like if you look at like Kurt Cobain's journals, he says like, oh yeah, there's this band from the '60s called Nirvana. But they're fucking douchebags.
Yeah.
We're also called Nirvana, so fuck them.
So that's where,
I will do that
right.
Again.
So that's where we're at. That's where we're at with the silver name right now. We're at the so fuck them stage.
You're at the still
yeah, and I think there is like one other. There is like another band actually, called Silver is active right now.
Our band camp is actually getting updates for another band called Silver
in Denver.
Yeah,
Colorado.
We get a show update for Your Mom's House is what it was called. Some venue called Your Mom's House.
That kid who was all upset with Jeff Dunn about Super Killer was from Denver, too. Aww.
Fucking Denver.
Fucking Denver. We're the real Super Killer.
I've never actually
fuck
been
you,
to Denver.
Jeff Dunn.
I've been to its airport.
Big Facebook.
Anytime anyone says they're a fan of Jeff Dunn, awesome I immediately know 10 things about him.
Yeah.
I'm not against Denver. I just think it's weird that like they have the same name bands as Reno
Denver.
Bands.
That's weird.
So you guys, this June, I guess, will have been a band
officially
for 2 years, and your album release is happening June 3rd.
Yes. Where?
About that.
Water balloon.
Where
fight.
Is it? What's going
June
on?
June 3rd at the Cheney Street Block Party. There's going to be all kinds of fun. There's going to be Josie Rock doing some live painting.
Rick, do you want to cue up that YouTube while he tells us about it?
I mean, it's really Spike does the best.
You
got to
see the video,
but
maybe we sound cool on the radio. Maybe anyway, we could get
June
it.
June 3rd, 2018 at the Cheney Street Block Party.
What's that URL again?
www.tradecash4silver.com.
Indeed.
Do you spell out all the words too?
No. What?
For the number four. Oh, just the number four. Okay.
The number four, or just.
It's like a 36
and then it'll redirect
character.
You to this website where you
the
can
numeral.
Go to our album. And it'll be
the
really
numeral.
Good.
Was Trade Cash 4 FOR silver taken already? Or?
Four. I don't know. No, I just thought it'd be funnier with a four,
it's
number four.
Totally, like
it would be
funnier.
Like hella,
it's like Prince.
More like fucking, like, yeah, like just like, dude, I would never.
I would die for you.
Oh God, I hate that. I hate that so much.
Forever.
I think that's why I did it because like hella ironic. It's like
and
ironic
ever.
Is it?
Ironic shit.
Hella.
Yeah. Thanks again to Spike. That was amazing.
That was amazing.
It was really
Spike.
Good.
Spike.
We're also.
How did we get so lucky?
Spike. Rick, I don't know, man.
Rick, did you find it?
We are
fucking Facebook
a big
is taking
fan.
Forever to load up the page.
We are a big fan of Spike's podcast, and we hope he's listening.
Spike,
I hope he does.
Spike and the Silver Babes.
And
shout
the
out.
Crazy 90s music that we found for the intro of that.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And
Midtown Diamonds.
And Midtown Diamonds, who
because
let us film in their fucking...
They let Spike have full run of the place, almost.
Wow.
So you said
I could not believe.
Millennials? Oh. I'm Ben Ross Silverstein, and if it's all right with you cats, I'd like to get real for a minute. You tired of being a jobless, carless, living disappointment to your parents? Well, there's only one solution to that. That's to round up as much money as you can and trade that cash for silver with me, Baron von Silverstein. So come on down, June 3rd, to the block-wide block party unever seen in the likes of these parts before.
Water balloon fight.
Checkmark. pizza from Noble Pop. Check mark. A wide variety of delicious carbonated alcoholic beverages provided by the peanut bottle. Check and check. What are you doing if you're not marking your calendar right now for the June 3rd Trade Your Cash for Silver Block Party? There's more than I could possibly fit into this great promotional video, so please find out more at TradeCashForSilver.com.
To trade your cash for silver, send $7 for a cassette or CD to www.TradeCashForSilver.com. That address again is www.TradeCashForSilver.com.
Did pre-order, available for just $5, otherwise for sale for $7 at the Cheney Street Block Party, June 3rd, 2018, from 12 to 7 p.m. Silver Stevie
Lee
Show, 6 p.m.
Yes!
Fuck
yeah!
So
yes!
Dude,
and
so good!
And you're missing the visual of fucking Spike with the dollar sign glasses on.
Oh, like, the dollar sign glasses. Dude, he showed up to that thing, and he was like, all right, I'm going to show up with, like, this, like, bedazzled, like, necklace and, like, this cool jacket. And then, like, he shows up with these giant glasses and this, like, bedazzled jacket. And he's like, I'm ready. Let's do this.
That's the thing about Spike is he's hitting the thrift stores every weekend for that type of shit.
No, this shit he just had.
He had this shit.
This was, like, all that. He didn't go anywhere. Like, he was at home.
He's, like, his own variety show.
I think
show.
That Spike has secretly gone juggling? To Burning Man. I know he acting? Hates it, but I kind of feel like he secretly
Don't
has
you
been to
dare
Burning
dare
Man.
Dare say that.
He loves Burning Man as much as he loves whistling.
I know. That's why I bring it up.
Spike might have hopped a few trains, too.
We hope Spike? You're listening
We're
and we love
for
you.
Spike, right now.
Spike.
Yeah.
We
no, it was great. He definitely, we had a great time filming that down at the Midtown Diamonds, who's a part of the Cheney Street Block Party.
Dude, you
awesome.
You did a great job of making it look like an old fucking infomercial.
It was so great.
You have to, so yeah, listeners to the podcast, go to facebook.com/silverisaband/videos.
Or you can actually visit in the site that if we bought the site. You can visit TradeCash4Silver.com and
yeah.
It'll take you to our site and that
Indeed.
Video.
Yeah.
And you can actually trade your cash for silver.
You
Indeed,
can. You really can, yeah. Right there on
$7.
That site
on
when you
spot.
Visit it.
It's good.
We
it's
actually
good.
And we actually do have cassette tapes too. We actually got cassette tapes made and all that fun stuff.
Very, very nice. So that is
and
the next
floppy disks too. Yeah.
That is the next.
Wait, what?
Wow.
And we actually have like, we actually
for
have
whom?
Fucking
okay.
Floppy disks.
I have to stop this madness. Okay, I have to.
We're
like,
so fucking hipster. We got floppy disks.
Well, but are they 3-inch or like 5 1/4?
They're 3-inch.
Okay. I like them.
1.44 megahertz.
1.44.
On MS-DOS.
Do you have to like load AOL or whatever when you plug it in? Like
you gotta
yeah, you have
things.
To have dial up.
Like you.
Yeah.
You put the AOL.
You know what I mean?
In.
Like AOL was just like preloaded on all of those.
It'll have all of our songs in 8-bit.
No, nobody here is old enough.
Thanks
to
Thanks
remember
for helping
that.
Me out.
Nobody is.
Yeah, anybody,
I'm the oldest person here. Thanks.
Anybody who gets that,
yeah,
needs to put it in the proper.
So it's silver.
For product of the 80s.
They're live with the Rock and Roll is Dead albums. EP release show, June 3rd, 2018, at the Cheney Street Block Party, 6 p.m., all
yeah.
ages.
Yep, free. That's
for
what,
the kids.
Time,
it's a Sunday.
Silver
the
ain't nothing
block
to fuck
starts
with.
Earlier, though, right?
The Cheney Street Block Party starts at noon. We play at 6. There's
okay.
other bands going on. I think Jonathan Rowling is playing.
Fuck
and
yeah.
Limbo State is playing.
Oh, I love
them.
Limbo
fuck
State.
Yeah.
Is
and
Chris
then,
still here, or did he leave again?
He's still here.
He is
he might,
still
he
here.
He may play with them.
Oh, okay.
But then Silver plays at 6, and that's when
okay.
our EP releases.
Cool.
We'll have our whole show set up. Josie Rock. Who is like one of the, I don't
he's
know, like the most famous arena.
Muralist.
Like,
yeah.
Muralist, yeah, he's amazing. Yeah.
I mean, he's gonna be doing some live painting with only silver spray paint, is
Ooh.
What he told me he might
okay.
be doing.
Ooh.
I'm pretty stoked on that.
What's
that's
okay.
Pan Pantoja is gonna be there nice. And doing some fortune telling. So you can
see
your fortunes told with Pan Pantoja.
I love Pan.
And it's gonna be really
is he gonna
great
wear
time.
An outfit? Yes, wear an outfit.
Oh, he's, gonna
for
have,
that.
He's gonna have like a whole thing going on. He's
oh
like,
I see
did,
silver
well,
merchandise in your future.
He's got this amazing art.
New merchandise.
So Pan has this amazing art project that he was doing that he had at the Generators 24-hour make-a-thon.
That was
awesome.
Super cool.
Last week. And you go through. Did you go?
Yeah, I played.
Oh, but did you Jeff go through playing. The? Did you go through the?
through his thing? What was it called?
Then? It's the people you meet at the end. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you go through it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was super cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so that's mm-hmm. probably what he's doing. Is
it was really neat.
You go through these different rooms and you interact with characters that you would meet like after you pass on, mm-hmm. or whatever, and then like at the end. Pan tells you a fortune and then like paints something for you really
yeah,
quickly.
Yeah, he does a super like watercolor thing.
Yeah, that, little watercolor yeah. thing. That, and
that's,
then,
what,
like,
that's what he'll be doing.
And then writes you a poem, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I got one of those really neat. On my wall.
I love this. Awesome. I have two of those from yeah. him, and I'll be getting a third one. I love his fortune.
Isn't one of those on our fridge?
They're always right all the time.
They're on my fridge. I don't know. That's where they
always right every time. Right. And I'm like, how do you do that? And it drives me nuts.
And he could just do it on the fly. I'm like,
he does it on the fly, and they're right every time, and I can't wait to get another one from him.
So, yeah, June that's gonna 3rd. Be that is gonna be a highlight of the Cheney Street Block Party. In addition to you guys,
but
do come out the Cheney Street Block Party. I think we should all go support that as early as possible. Go out during the daytime. Ooh. It's a Sunday. Let's like you know, mm-hmm. we can actually go out during the daytime and party. We don't Rad. Have to stay up until 4 a.m. Like, oh, we can just go out.
You can still go to Shay's after.
You can still go to Shay's after.
Still.
I'm just getting
we
old.
We can still
you guys.
Make it crazy.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, Shay's is only a hop, skip, and a jump.
It's
away.
Totally
a
hop, but like,
skip, and a jump.
I think it's really cool that people who like wouldn't normally be able to stay out on a Sunday night or whatever late
yeah.
can just go hang out in the afternoon and have some pizza and have some beers and see some art and
listen to some That's music.
Right. Yeah.
Remember the sunblock?
Yes, you know, remember
forget
the
your sunglasses because we have plenty to sell.
That's yeah. right. You forget, do have some amazing merch.
We,
you guys...
we even have some sunblock too.
Hey,
right?
Josh, do you remember pizza?
Do you remember pizza?
You guys are actually pretty killing it, like on the merch game and your
oh yeah, yeah we got
your
some sunglasses here.
Yeah, some sunglasses. We got a lighter for
some
Rick.
Silver
back there.
Stickers.
I lit my pipe with a silver lighter.
Yes!
You know what I'm saying?
Hell
yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Hella 70s.
That's what we like to hear.
I remember these from the 70s, dude. These would be on the back of a Trans Am.
The KLOS. Yes, the KLOS stickers.
And then this one looks like Blues Brothers and Tom Petty and shit. Like yes. old school flyer.
Thank you, Tony Contini.
Very cool.
Tony
oh, that guy's
took
cool,
that
man.
Photo.
He's
he
a good,
took that photo.
Yeah,
Contini
he's a great
is,
photographer.
Contini is our very good friend.
He did the Hedwig stuff.
Oh, did he?
Him and
he
Dan and Nolsch
amazing.
Both did
really
some rad
dude.
Hedwig stuff. Yeah.
Really, really great.
Very good guy. So we got...
Go ahead.
We got to know what's coming up. Any other gigs besides that one coming up? Or is that's the one to go to? Or you might miss the silver? Or what's going on?
That's,
and also your website and all that stuff. Promote
that
shit. Oh, they did?
Yeah.
That's okay. the one to go to, I bet. But for any listeners in maybe like Northlake or Truckee, we'll be playing at the what was like the Music on the Beach?
Music on the Beach in
Northlake.
Northlake Tahoe.
Nice.
When is that?
July 6th.
Okay.
We'll be mm-hmm. playing there.
That's going to be great.
For Music on the Beach, they have like a giant stage that they put on in Kings Beach.
Right
it's
on
a
the
free,
beach.
I'm guessing it's a free right show.
Yeah, you it's a free show. It's a free show.
Bring a lawn chair or whatever.
Sweet. Bring a lawn chair. This will be one of those great things. And then, I mean, yes.
We're in Elko at the end of June. If anyone's yep. out east
yeah.
of us.
Ooh, you guys go head out east.
At the
DLC
Gallery.
DLC.
23rd of June
as well.
We'll also be playing at...
I met a really fat girl in Elko.
Okay, yep. Chewy.
That will happen.
Stop.
Don't make promises.
We'll also be playing at the NB89 Brew Brothers on June 27th on a Wednesday.
Sweet.
At right. the end of June, but really, most importantly, you should come to our EP release.
Yeah, for sure.
All we're promoting awesome. Right now. So, yeah. I mean, aside from all those other shows, we just can't absolutely make
you.
It. We urge the EP release show. That's where we're pulling all of our friends to now.
Yeah, if you're in Reno and you don't go to the EP show, you're a dickhead.
Right.
But
dickhead!
If you're from Elko or Tahoe, North Tahoe.
Go to those shows.
Wait until they show up.
Go to those
up.
Shows.
Everybody can go to it is the point I was trying to make.
It's a Sunday.
They would be extra cool if they actually drove in
yeah.
for your Reno show.
Yeah.
That'd be
yeah.
super
so
cool.
You can
if
get
they came in for both,
extra
that'd be
double
cool.
points. Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet so, they'd give you a sticker.
You could never have too much
yeah.
silver.
No. And bring your cash to them. What is it again?
www.tradecash4silver.com.
All right.
What do you have going on?
This weekend, this weekend I have to rehearse with all my bands for Merry Anarchy the next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been very busy with that play, so we've been neglecting some of our rehearsal schedule with One Tenduli, Roxy Colley, The Lazy Universe, and I have to practice with The Angry Inch for one last show at Merry Anarchy. My wife's doing the Eddie and the Subtitles and the Shames. Shames on Friday, Eddie on Saturday.
Oh, that's so awesome.
It's all for Brian Smith. Mm-hmm. So y'all got to come to that. You know, you used to run sound at a bunch of them, man. Like a bunch of them. And you played some, too. You played a bunch of them, too.
Played a bunch of them, too, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, we'll see you then. And that's what I'm doing this weekend. I'm just getting ready for all the shit leading up to Mary Anarchy, which I'll probably call you for help on.
Yeah, you already said you would, so I'm holding you to it now. I'm expecting it.
Oh, yeah.
This weekend, I'm not really sure what's going on, but I'll check it out and put it on the blog like I always do. I know Machine Gun Vendetta is playing at Shays on Thursday night.
And they haven't played for a while.
Fuck yeah, dude. They're fucking awesome.
Just getting ready for Mary Anarchy and Larynx Flask, which I'm super fucking excited about. I know, right?
Yep. So excited.
So excited. I keep pushing it because I'm going to be really upset if only like 100 people show up.
There's going to be a lot of people.
I've just been talking to the tour manager for like 2 years, and I was like, you've got to get them to come. And they're like, Reno? They're like kind of meh about Reno, and I'm like, if they come and nobody shows up to their show, they're never gonna play here again.
Yeah.
I need them to play here again. I'm tired of traveling to see them.
On Monday the 21st, they've got Yotam Ben Horn at Big
Meat. Yotam.
Yeah. Yotam.
Okay. From Useless ID.
So good. You're gonna want to catch that. I marked interested. Six Mile Station did several dates with Yotam and
Sweet. Okay, so I'll check that out.
And Forest Pookie.
Yotam and Gina Rose at Picnic on
what's gonna be amazing.
Monday the 21st,
I believe.
Yeah, that's next Monday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go to that.
That'll be after our episode. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they're great, but I would go just for Gina Rose.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and Yotam is just like crazy. And like it's an amazing show to go to.
Sweet.
Gina Rose just makes it so much better.
And then also go to the Saint on the 23rd for Buffalo Moses.
Yes.
And Josiah Knight.
And Josiah Knight. And
there may be some sort of... There might also be an interesting backing band, I hear, for Buffalo Moses.
When is that again?
The 23rd.
Wednesday?
What's the backing band?
It's a mystery.
It's very going to be a mystery.
It's a mystery?
Brendan's not here, so I don't know if he's going to... I don't know.
I thought Brendan was
way
here.
Way to put Jeff
it's
on
a,
the spot.
It's a secret.
No!
Now everybody
what the
knows.
Fuck?
It's a secret. It's a secret. But
what the fuck is going on here?
There's
going
to be quite.
Greg just took his headphones off.
Greg's out.
I quit.
go to the scene on the 23rd.
Here, so it's fine.
What the fuck is going on?
While Buffalo Moses grapples with inner demons, Jello wrestles with inner demons.
What the fuck?
Live in Reno.
You can't. What?
Brian Jones is going to come in and steal the band, buddy.
Who is it? That is just not fair.
You guys, Greg, isn't really losing
it. A Buster Blue
reading?
If you're a fan of Buster Blue, then you're going to want to show up to the 23rd.
Who the fuck is it? I have to know. I just had to know.
This is going to be called the meltdown episode.
No, this episode is going to be called Luck Woman Mustache.
Yes. What the fuck?
I have two really good things to pick from. What am I going to do?
Anyway, besides
that, those are going to be great things. All the details for those shows will be on the blog. I do have to plug Grimfest really quick.
Grimfest is going to be fucking legit.
That's Grimfest. What I'm worried about is that's also the same way as Larynx Flask.
Grimfest.
But we're going. Well, we're going out. Yeah, it's Friday and Saturday though, so yes, we're gonna go out for the Saturday night. It's Elise's birthday.
Shotgun Sawyer's gonna be out at Grimfest on Friday night though. That's the first night.
But Larynx Flask, they never come here. So we've seen Shotgun Sawyer how many times? Nobody is gonna miss Larynx Flask. What? Jeff and I
Dave isn't listening.
What? No, we love them too. But make sure to check out Grimfest and come out there at Moon Rocks the 25th and 26th.
Grimfest.
We will be out there and a little special friend camp.
Who knows? You never know. There might be a mam sighting at that.
There might be a mam sighting.
I was hinting to Spencer.
Awesome
mam.
Freshly graduated Mason Fry. Mason.
Yeah, congratulations, Mason. Graduating this Saturday. It's going to be fucking awesome.
Well, it hasn't happened yet.
Who are you camping with?
It was going to be me and Elise, and we're just going to clump up with you guys or whatever.
Clump up with the loudest folk troop.
The silver people.
The silver babes.
Silver babes. Can we talk about silver babes? Like, is it like Fight Not Club?
Is this podcast public?
Is this podcast public? We're the only listeners, really.
Is this podcast public?
That is an inside joke.
No, it's not. It's fine. We're just talking. We're just hanging out. We're having a good time. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, good. Yeah. It's very nice.
I already forgot what she
nice.
Said. I'm glad.
Oh, wow.
Exactly.
Very good.
See? All right. Well, that's Hi. Pretty much all I have to talk about.
Well, I've had a really great time here.
let's wrap this up and play one more song. Do you guys have anything that you want to say before we get out of here?
I would. I'd actually like to say I would like to dedicate a lot of this record to I recorded with Rick a lot of times, and a lot of things that I learned on how to record this record I learned from Rick, and I really appreciate a lot of the time that I spent with him. And one of the dudes, Scott Curtis, I learned a lot from those two dudes, and I really appreciate the things that I learned from just working with them, and especially Rick a lot. And if it wasn't for Rick, I would not have been anywhere close to be able to record this record. And I'm super proud of it. And
Rick, get in here. Pull your pants down.
I owe that a lot to Rick. I really do appreciate that, Rick. Like I love you, and I would not be anywhere close to recording this record if it wasn't for you. For meeting you and recording with you.
Dude, everything.
Thanks, Rick.
You're so fun.
Aww,
everything.
Yeah.
Yay, Rick.
Rick is so hard right now.
Everything. Yeah. Everything I've heard coming out of your fucking studio sounds so amazing, and it's so awesome to fucking see you just take off and do that shit. And I can't speak for Scott Curtis, who's also awesome, but I love that all the stuff that I would tell you in the studio we can't do, Greg would be like, well, let's just pan all the shit all the way hard left. And I'd be like, no, we can't do that. It's not okay. And when I listen to your shit, it's so good to hear nobody's stopping you anymore. That is fucking awesome.
And the tambourine is so loud.
Right.
He'd be like, no, the tambourine can't be that loud.
You go.
Fuck that shit. No, the tambourine shaker can't be that loud. Fuck you. And now
it's
I'm just so like.
Fierce. He's like
boosting it.
That faggot's not here to stop me. I'm gonna do whatever I want. Yeah. So fucking rad.
I've said
it's so
several
rad.
Times actually.
It's
too goddamn busy.
But the miking techniques and like the EQ and the compression and all that shit. I have to thank. I thank you so much for all the teachings on that. You might have not known that you were teaching me, but I was watching you and I was paying attention. And I appreciate you.
Fuck yeah, man.
You stole from
good
me.
Job.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
So awesome. You should be proud of their record, Rick, because it kind of sounds like how you would do it.
It's a reflection of you.
It is a
reflection.
I mean, it doesn't sound like you would do it. You'd
God
probably
damn,
do it better.
A reflection of
he
me.
He took what he wanted and he fucking changed the rest.
It sounds awesome. Really good, awesome. Dude. It sounds very good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Fuck
you.
Yeah.
I was surprised it was you, Greg. It sounds really good.
Oh my
really
God.
Good.
No, it's fine. Like, I mean, well,
we don't hang out every day. It's been a few years.
It's
you know?
Fine.
Listen to that. Listen to this record. Listen to the Rigorous Brute record. You'll see.
Well, let's get to it, guys. For the Reverend Rory Dowd, for Dogwater Dick, for Cadillac Kim, for the band Silver, for Riku and Chewbacca, I'm Nick Ramirez saying, life is short. We love you. Take it away, Silver.
We're talking out of our ass. Oh,
get you two caught right in the very act. Isn't that a pretty sight?
Backwater Studios.
Who are